coming in.
Keep it locked right here. You are listening to MTMB Sports.
Hey, how y'all doing? It's Rick Sincere, MTMV Sports. I'm so geeked. I'm here with the founder and the CEO of the Ozell brand, our sponsor, Mr. Titus Ozell Golden. How you feeling, bro?
Man, I'm blessed. How you doing, bro?
Man, I'm doing great. Yo, do me a favor. Tell me about what got you started making shoes.
Man, it's just crazy. It's just growing up in the type of environment I grew up in, mother getting robbed and shot, me being molested, me not knowing who I was as a person, as a man, birthed something in me. I started looking at shoes as a way out in middle school, and God gave me this dream and gave me this vision, and boom, it birthed.
Man, I saw these shoes. They're beautiful, they're high quality, and they're at a good affordable price, bro. What went into making the shoes?
Man, it's just me thinking about the shoes that I love, the shoes that I desire as a kid. Well, my mother couldn't afford it. So it's like, now how can I create a shoe at a good quality, at affordable price for other families who actually are currently going through what I went through as a kid?
Bro, I heard you can play two sports in them. Are they soccer and football cleats?
Yeah, man, they two sport cleats, soccer and football. See, growing up, I played multiple sports, so it was just like bouncing from transition from different shoe to shoe. So, hey, it's two in one, so it's a good deal.
Where can people find these shoes, man?
And you go to ozellbrand.com, follow Ozell Brand on Facebook, follow us on Instagram, but please subscribe on ozellbrand.com, please.
Yo, you heard the man, Mr. Titus Ozell Golden. That's his middle name, yo. Go out and support this brother. He is doing his thing. Listen, you want to support him, you want to get these shoes on your feet. Look, they're beautiful, remarkable quality, and at an affordable price. Listen, stop what you're doing. Go to Ozell Brand, that's O-Z-E-L-L brand.com today.
The strength, so we flexible. Gave us the power, so we flexible. He's showing out, that's why we flexible.
Hey, you know how we do in our community.
We are back with the Not the Same Podcast Sports Show, episode 48. I know it. You know what I mean?
Hosted by that
one word, C. Micah, by my one word, Rob Redeem. What's up, brother? Looking all confused over there, brother.
Yeah, I was confused because you said hosted by that one word. I didn't know if you was about to say one name or the other name and leave the other name out. Come on, brother. Get it together.
Brother. I mean, brother, I paid half. One word, I'm going to always say your name. All the rest of these one words shout. I'm just saying.
Right. What's good with you, bro?
Man, I can't call it. What up, D? What up,
D? D, what's poppin'?
Sis, good to see you. All right, if you are watching Not the Same Podcast live on Facebook and YouTube, do us a favor and hit that like and subscribe button as you see on the animation on the screen right there. And while you're hitting that like button, go and hit the subscribe button. And while you subscribe and hit that notification bell so you can know when we are live. You know what I mean?
All right. Yeah. We also want to shout out some of our rebroadcasters for the Not the Same Podcast. What up, B+? We want to shout out Scooter Praise 365 Radio, Parable Radio, 520 Collective Radio. We also want to shout out our man Who's Hop, His Hop, Left Who's Coast, Hop? Yes, His sir. Hop. You know what I mean? His Hop Radio Podcast Network, our man Sam Stewart out there rebroadcasting the Not the Same Podcast. Yes, and our MTMV fam, if you're looking for more sports content, also check our man B+ out. He got some good content going on also. Yes, I want to give him a shout out because he supports. Might see that man on here pretty soon. You never know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, man. So, man, I'm just glad to be with y'all tonight, man. And, we's happy around here. You know, I got the cricket stopper, but we'll tell y'all about that tomorrow. My was good.
Not the cricket stopper.
The cricket stopper, man. But hey, the NBA is back, man. We got a lot to dig into. Ooh, let's get into it.
Let's get it, man.
When it works.
Yeah.
Somebody tell me what's poppin'.
All right, man, what is popping? Number one, the NBA season has started. NBA season has started last night. The Golden State Warriors played against the L.A. Lakers, and the Boston Celtics played against the, who was it, Philadelphia 76ers.
The 76ers, bro. Trust the process.
Go ahead, brother. What you got on it, brother? Van, what's up, sir? What up, sir?
Van, what's popping? Hey, first of all, Van going to be happy to see this. Let me tell y'all something, man. Laker fans, if you've ever seen this movie, it had a great comedian named Bernie Mac in it. Mm-hmm. And you know what I'm saying? He said, Blue, if you don't come up with my money, it's going to be trouble. The Lakers mm-hmm. are in trouble, my guy. Mm-hmm. They are in trouble. After seeing the Warriors look good. I know it's just game one, but they already imploding, and we'll talk about that a little later in the show. As far as the Celtics, I think the Celtics got something to prove because the Celtics player felt disrespected that their coach got suspended for a year, and the questions became, well, what they going to do? What you going to do, one word? You know what I'm saying? So I think now they're playing with a chip on their shoulders to show everybody, yeah, we down with coach, but more importantly, we down with the squad. What's good, C?
Man, first of all, last night, man, I watched the Boston Celtics versus the 76ers. It was a very good game. Like Rob said, man, Celtics put in work, brother. They put in work.
Yeah.
Point blank, period. They got a replacement coach, but, hey, they're handling their business. They also have a good team. My man, my
Brogdon,
man from St. Louis.
Bro.
What's his name?
Tatum. Jason Tatum.
Tatum and Jalen X, man. They both had 39 points apiece, man. Hey, also, my man, James Harden looked good. Looked like he lost some weight.
Looked like he stayed
at the strip club over the summer or something, bro.
He did, bro. he left all the rappers alone. The Lil Babies, the anybody, the Travis Scotts. He left all them one words alone and went and got on it and did what he needed to do. This is what I'm going to say about your Boston Celtics, man. I'm talking about Van because he on here.
Okay.
They got Malcolm Brogdon, bro. That is a huge piece. I don't know if people remember who Malcolm Brogdon is, but he was a key piece when he was in Indiana, and now all he has to do is play ball. There's no pressure on this man. Mm-hmm. Hey, Boston about to be a problem. We might see a rematch in the finals. That's all I'm saying.
I agree. Boston will be a problem. They are a problem. Problem, you know what I mean, and I think they hungry, man, because you know they got a reason to be mad, man. Look at this, you know what I'm saying? Would you look at
right,
this,
right?
You look at what's
right.
going on. You saw what happened with their coach, man. So, man, salute to Boston, man. We gonna see what's good with them. Next up, college football top 25 shakeup. There was some very, very good games. There was a game between Alabama and Tennessee, but I'm gonna let Rob say his stuff. That I'm coming back. Go ahead, brother.
Hey, all I'm going to say, as far as this shakeup goes, Georgia remain number one, Ohio State. I always give y'all the top five because I'm not doing 25 on here, one word. If you want 25, go look it up. But anyways, top five, Georgia remain number one, Ohio State number two. Tennessee jumps from number six to number three after beating Alabama. And I'm talking about that was a classic.
Yes, sir.
Also, Michigan and Clemson, they basically swapped. Michigan went to number four. Clemson fell back to number five. But Bama fell to number six, fam. Go ahead and tell them about it, see.
It was a very good game. Bama's
Heisman Trophy quarterback,
winning quarterback, Bryce Young. He came back, played very, very good. It was basically an offensive dynasty out there, for real, man, because they was going back and forth. Defense was trash, but they was looking real, real good. And Tennessee, hey, man, Tennessee used to be good back in the day. When Coach Fuller former back in the day, but Tennessee is very, very good, man. Awesome offense, man. Josh Heupel, I believe Heupel is the name of their coach. But bruh, they literally carried out the field goal thing, and walked it out and threw it in the Tennessee River.
Now they asking for donations. Now they cash out in one word.
Yeah, now they ask for donations. It's just like a one word.
Donations. I thought it was a trash can.
They crazy, man.
Well worth it, man.
I'm always happy to see Alabama lose. I am. I'm sorry because
I hate to say it, me too, bro.
I'm just always happy to see them lose, man, because, you know, it's just like when, like our man Glenn Murray, salute to Glenn Murray, but you know what I'm saying? Like back when the Patriots was in their dynasty mode, you just happy to see them lose. When the Bulls lost, you happy to see them lose. Yes, you know they great. Yes, you know they good, but we just be happy to see them lose. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it is what it is, bro. I ain't no apologies from me on that. Look, they lost. And the reason, I'm going to tell you why I'm happy to see Bama lose. This is my explanation. Not because I'm just a hater. It's strictly because it's the old BCS. I know it's not called that anymore, but it's still the BCS on the low key. They always want them in the top rank. When Georgia lost, they put Bama back up top, even though Georgia was still undefeated. You dig what I'm saying? And then when Texas A&M almost beat them, they went down. Then they bounced back up. So I was happy to see them. They number six. But guess what? Don't get it twisted. Bama will be in the playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just telling you.
They are coming back, and they're going to be a problem. But
they can lose three games. And then some way, somehow, they're going to be in the playoffs, bro.
I mean, but Tennessee really looking like a team of destiny, man. I know a lot of people don't watch college football, but, man, hey, that was a big win, and it was no fluke. Now, it was an ugly field goal that won the game. Trust me.
That mother was wobble.
Go like this. That goes side to side doing a wobble. That dance thing that the ladies be doing.
Wobble, baby.
That's what that joint was doing through the field goal. But, hey, a win is a win, brother.
So, a dub is a dub. Yeah, yes, man.
Salute to them. MLB playoff update. I have not been caring since the Cardinals not in there, but I have seen the Phillies been doing good. Go ahead, brother.
They was doing good until today. Hey, check this out. Philly.
BCS is BS.
There it is. And they still the BS BCS. You know what it is. Mm-hmm. So check it out. The Phillies was leading 4-2 in the fourth inning today in game two against the Padres. And the Padres came back and won 7-4. So in the NLCS, it is tied 1-1 right now. And tonight, the Yankees beat the Guardians last night to go to the ALCS. Mm-hmm. And they got to play tonight because they need to keep these joints on schedule. That's what I like about the MLB. I don't care you played last night one word. It's like the regular season. Right. Get to it. So game one between the Yankees and the Astros starts tonight at 6:30. I'm going to tell y'all something, man. I thought the Dodgers and the Yankees was going to be in the World Series.
Yeah.
It looked like maybe Yankees and Phillies, but the Padres ain't going down. And the Astros is not a game either. Yeah, Dodgers gone, bro. But I thought it was going to be them, but they blew it. They blew it, bro. But right now, 1-1 in the NLCS. Phillies got a game. Padres won today. And then tonight, game one of the ALCS, Yankees and Astros. So let's get ready. That starts at 6:30. So while we speaking, that game of first pitch to go out.
All right, college basketball preseason rankings for the men and the women. I didn't put that on there, but this is inferred for the men and the women. Go ahead, brother.
Yeah, okay. So, them Tar Heels number one in the preseason rankings.
I know you hate that as a Duke fan.
Yeah, whatever. Gonzaga, Houston.
Salute to them.
Kentucky. Kentucky. Then you got Kansas, Baylor, Duke, UCLA, Creighton, and Arkansas. Check this out. Houston is number three pre-rankings. This is the highest since they've been by Slamma Jamma back in 83 when they had Elijah Warren, Clyde Drexler, and a bunch of other folks. So this is the highest preseason Houston rank for in college basketball. Moving over to the women's South Carolina, hands down. Check this out, folks. They got 30 of the 30 votes for the preseason number one ranking. And if you saw what they did last year, you understand. If you saw what their coach was able to catapult them to do, you understand. Stanford's number two, Texas, Iowa, Tennessee, UConn, Louisville, Iowa State, Notre Dame, and NC State. This is what I will say about UConn. This is the lowest ranked preseason ranking in 16 years. If y'all know about Coach G, he normally has them in the top three every shot, but they're all the way down to number six. And if they don't do well, this may be his last season. This is just my humble opinion.
I think that sister for South Carolina and kind of outshined him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because, you talking Staley?
Yeah. Because let's be real. You know, a lot of times good coaches get good players, but a lot of these good coaches don't be black. She's a sister, right?
And she played and was good.
And she's a real threat to Geno Auriemma, whatever his name is. But Don
Shirley's
a beast. She be fresh as a mug on that sideline. So salute to her.
Shoe game be killing, bro.
Shoe game be killing.
She was a beast in college. She was a beast in the WNBA.
Yes,
and
sir.
To see her come back to the collegiate level and have this level of success, salute to Dawn Staley and the South Carolina. I can't even think of their mascot name,
game
but
Cox.
Salute to them. Yeah, Gamecocks. There it is. Yeah.
All right, man. And that's it. Before Rob get to being funny, we going to go to our soapbox segment.
Soapbox.
Hey, look.
I saw my brother know face.
Hey,
I saw
my brother
it.
Know me oh so well, brother. Oh so well.
All right, man. This is our soapbox segment where me and Rob go in on subjects on, I'm normally sports. Rob goes back into, no, Rob is normally sports. I normally go into live stuff or whatever's real life. But I don't know what I'm going to do today. We got a timer that sounds like this. When it's over, you got a buzzer that sounds like this. Traditionally, I always allow my brother Rob to go first. My brother, is you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready, man.
Let's get it.
Hey, tonight's a little serious, man. We live in a country where Black Lives Matter is more of a politically correct statement than the truth when it actually comes to the Black community. Mm-hmm. Now, before I make these next points, I want to say I praise God that I'm in a country where I can express my thoughts to a point. To a point, because you know you can get cancel culture. Indeed. Have this podcast, and more importantly than anything, as a man of God, I can boldly use the name of Jesus and not be executed for it. Look it up if you don't think that's a real thing. With all that said, going back to my point of Black Lives Matter, until they don't, y'all understand what I mean. Until we realize that a Black woman can be detained for 240 plus days, not to the sound like a bit of Bob, but if no justice, no peace takes place in our own country for Black Americans, it's hard to have optimism for Brittany Griner over in Russia. Mm-hmm. Look, you can not be a fan of the WNBA, the Phoenix Mercury, or even her lifestyle. But when you look at the situation and the country that's involved, all we have left are our prayers in this situation. I will end this soapbox with this. Last night was Brittany Griner's 32nd B-Day. And look what she has to spend it as far as being detained. Right. Regardless of the consequences of international rules, I'm just tired of seeing so many nonviolent Black offenders get it handed to them while murderers, rapers, and human trafficking strategists get away with a slap on the wrist. Happy birthday to Brittany Griner, and I pray all around what the devil meant for bad, God gets the glory when it's all said and done, man. That's my soapbox.
My brother done early, but I will say this. Give my brother the... I don't know, my buzzer went away. But anyway... First of all, salute, man. I hope you're all right over there, Brittany Griner. Listen, I may not agree with her personal lifestyle. That doesn't make me feel like she should be detained over there for this long. It is ridiculous for some minor issue. But you also understand what is going on over there. They're in the middle of war, and a war that they're not winning for real. And it's a problem right now. So, hey, man, I pray she gets home safely, man, because this is trash. Okay.
Beyond.
This is it for the serious stuff. My soapbox is on this. I am a Black man. Rob is a Black man. I got a Black wife. Rob has a Black wife, Black kids. Nothing against any other race, but I'm a Black man. I'm proud to be a Black man. I'm glad the Lord made me Black. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you, Lord. I love
all people. My pastor is a white man. I got a lot of friends that are white people. I grew up around a lot of white people. I have no problem with them. With that being said, I have... something for all my brothers. Rob is in a position where he hires people. He does interviews. He gets to look at somebody, give them a once over, and then decide, will he go further, right? I know this is part of it when you interviewing people, how they present themselves. Brothers, please pull your pants up. My brothers, pull your pants up, dog. Listen, just because you got a suit on and you got some nice slacks on and a nice shirt tucked in, if you sagging, brother, pull your pants up.
Yo.
It takes away from it. If you really, really trying to get some bread in your career and you go to an interview, one, pull your pants up. Two, bruh, don't go to the interview and don't have your driver's license. Like, I've seen this happen so many times at the airport because I'm going through the bypass door over there and they can't get through the bypass door with the security because they ain't bring their license. But they just got hired and they going through orientation. Bro, what is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? You dig what I'm saying? Like, Black people, our brothers, young brothers, I know, you know, if you grew up in the streets, you know, this is what we dealt with. And, you know, you put on these clothes, this is our culture. I get that it's your culture. But, brother... pull your pants up, dog. Like, for real, man. Like, and then, can you just slick sag? Do you got to sag, like, all the way to where you can see the crack of your tail? Can't you just do a light, slight sag, bro? Why you got to go all the way down up under the cheeks, dog? Like, what is you doing, man? You looking real, real detainist, suspect, suspect, brother. I'm just gonna say that. Before we move on, any comments, my brother?
I don't have any comments without getting us canceled.
Let's get in the face for you, man. Make us look so bad. Jesus, help us all. Help us black people. This is our debate fuel segment. Me and Rob go back and forth over subjects, and we go for 5 minutes with a time to look like this. When it's over, you hear a buzzer that sounds like this. We go back and forth. Sometimes we argue. Most times we don't, but you never know. You never know. Let's get it started with this here, brother. NFL Week 6, impressed and depressed. Let's go with the NFC, brother.
All right, NFC Empress. Look, I'm going to go with the slept on Minnesota Vikings. The Vikings are 5-1 going into their, 5-1 going into their bye week. Kirk Cousins is managing the game pretty good. And the only time he has thrown multiple picks was against the Eagles, who, hey, well, we know what the Eagles doing this year. He threw 3 picks, and that was their only loss. The defense is 12th in the league. The offense is tied for 9th in the league. So I have to give mad props to the Minnesota Vikings for my NFC Empress for this week.
Yeah. I'm laughing at B+. He said, a hotep brother told me if you spell sagging backwards, you get it.
I ain't never
thought about that. But B+, brother.
Hey,
all these years, all I never these got years, it.
I never knew it, brother. It's so good. It's so good. All right. Did you do depressed, brother?
I didn't. I just did impress. Go ahead with your impress, okay, NFC.
My NFC impress is the New York Giants. They are still winning. They just beat the Cowboys this weekend. Not the Cowboys. The Eagles beat the Cowboys. But the Giants are still playing good, man. Salute to them. Salute to them. Big salute to them. Also, my depressed for the NFC are the Bucks. Like, Tom Brady, I know you got your issues. You're about to lose your family because you just want to keep playing. You're cussing out your line. Brother, it's all falling apart, dog. All falling apart. How about this, brother? You 45, proud about to turn 46. Go home, man. Get back with your wife.
Go home.
I know a lot of people that got jobs to be away hate to do this, but, bro, go spend time with your children.
Yeah, really. Hey. You know what Brady need to do? He need to act like boys in the hood. Dope, let me out. That's what he need to do. When they was about to go do they drive by, let me out. That's all they need to do. My NFC depress is the Arizona Cardinals, man. Yeah. The defense is ranked 23rd. The offense is ranked 17th. And I hate to say this, but maybe Kyler Murray did need to study that playbook. Look, man, I'm just saying, LeSean McCoy said Kyler is trash and plays like a high school player. Yeah. And although he said it, I didn't agree when he said I thought maybe he was hating. But now I agree. He relies too much on his legs and he's not reading coverages, bro. Like he drops back and just start going. Like he's running all around. There's no type of reading of the defense, no type of audibles. Yeah, Arizona Cardinals is my depress this week, man.
Yeah. All right, for the did we do AFC already?
We haven't did the AFC yet.
AFC impress for me, the Buffalo Bills. The Buffalo Bills. They played against the Chiefs. That was one of the best games of the year. Went down to the very last second. We'll talk about it a little bit later. But, hey, man, the Chiefs are very good, too. But the Buffalo Bills, man, they got the win. So, salute to them. Salute to them.
Yeah, yeah. So my AFC impress, obviously I could have won with the Bills, but I'm going with the same division, different squad, man, the Jets. Not saying that they're coming out of the AFC, but the Jets are 4-2 on the season.
Yeah.
Albeit against very, very mediocre teams, but they beat Rodgers last week.
They only can play their schedule.
But they beat Rodgers last week, and they beat Rodgers hands down. So the New York Jets are 4-2, bro. And if you look at it, the only other squad in front of them are the Buffalo Bills. I got to give salute to the New York Jets.
They were the Green Bay Packers was like my secondary depress for the NFC because they was trash. What up,
little bro?
But but NFC, the AFC depress, man, the Oakland Raiders. I mean, not Oakland, wherever they at.
Vegas
Raiders, whatever, man. Y'all shouldn't be trash. Why are y'all trash? That's a couple of bad teams. Them and the Broncos. I'm sorry, Van, but also the Broncos. Like, why is y'all trash? I really think Russell Wilson is done. I think he's trash, and I think Seahawks was smart to get rid of him before he totally died. Not literally died, but died as a football player on the field. Like, he ain't got it no more. They got a bad coach and a bad quarterback right now. Go ahead, bro.
I think it's the Colts, but my AFC depress is the Cleveland Browns. They're ranked 30th in defense, which would explain their record. Last week, they made the Patriots look like the Pats from when Tom Brady was back. You dig what I'm saying?
Miles Garrett on their team. Also,
it's sad. At this point, it's probably good Watson not playing because along with his legal issues and them losing, that would be too much for that brother to bear because it's not his fault. The defense is ranked 30th. It's only 32 teams in the league. Right. So for you not to be able to stop nobody, Cleveland Browns, I don't know what you're doing, but, you know, at this point, we are who we thought they were.
All right, bro. Next subject. NBA early predictions, East and West playoffs. NBA early predictions, the East and the West playoffs. Go ahead, brother. Let's go, brother. With the East.
In no particular order.
Okay.
Of course, hold on. No particular order, though.
Just let it be known. You know what I'm saying? Let it be known.
Okay, so the top eight and then my sleeper. I got the Miami Heat, the Atlanta Hawks, Cleveland Cavaliers, Philadelphia 76ers, Brooklyn Nets, Boston Celtics, Milwaukee Bucks, Chicago Bulls. My play-in team will be the Orlando Magic. Now, again, that's no particular order.
That'd be better this year.
Yeah. That no particular order, but that's my nine that I'm saying out of the East. Go ahead, C.
All right, out of the East, I got number one. I will have the Bucks. Number two, Celtics. Number three, I will have Miami. Number four, I'm gonna have Brooklyn. Number five, it's a toss-up. I say Atlanta, since they got a little bit more help. Number six. Yes. I don't know. They ain't going to win anyway, whoever they is. We'll say Chicago. And Lonzo gone, but I'll put Chicago on there.
Mm-hmm.
Number eight, I say Toronto because they always better than they should be. You know what I'm saying?
That's no lie, bro.
They always show up that's when they no shouldn't lie. Be there. But they always in the show up. And I say nine, Orlando as well.
Okay. In the Western Conference, again, I'm going in no particular order. Hey, let me say something because you put the Bucks so high up. If you were going in order one through eight, the Bucks, I believe, are going to finish six through eight in the Eastern Conference this year. Just my opinion, because my man Middleton is not 100%, and it's all on Giannis. And once teams realize, stop everybody else, and then we hit our shots, and it's on Giannis. I'm telling y'all right now, I really believe that the Milwaukee Bucks will finish between 6 and 8. Excuse me, y'all. All right. In the West, no particular order. I got the Warriors, the Nuggets, the Pelicans, Grizzlies, Mavericks, Suns, Clippers, Timberwolves, with my playing team being the Sacramento Kings. Just James will be happy about that.
Yes, he would. All right. I would say mine in order. Number one, Golden State Warriors. Number two, the Clippers. Number three, I say – no, not Phoenix. No. Denver. Number four, I say us, Grizzlies. Number five, I say Phoenix. Number six, I say Pelicans. Number seven, I say the Kings.
Okay.
Number eight, not the Lakers.
You petty.
Definitely ain't the Lakers. I don't know, man. I can't remember the West right now. My mind drawing a blank. It was a more teams. Where I'm at, seven?
Yeah, you're on number eight right now.
I'm on number eight right now. Won't be San Antonio. Definitely won't be what's the other team? Yeah, man, all I got, brother.
You got the Timberwolves.
Yeah, Timberwolves, my bad. Timberwolves, I put Timberwolves seven. That's why I didn't put no. That's why I should have did like you and didn't do no numbers.
Yeah, I didn't put no numbers on it.
I think Timberwolves are gonna actually have a very good regular season. I think they'll be trash in the playoffs because they got two big men and all they're gonna do is run them in pick and roll all day long and they ain't gonna be able to get out on them. You know what I mean? I think what's the big man for them that they had before? Light skin, Karl-Anthony Towns.
Talking about Towns.
Anthony Towns was a mismatch for centers because he's too fast to shoot threes. Now they got to put him at a four. He's not a mismatch for Forrest because Forrest is going to be just as quick as him. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. Now, I think overall, man, when you look at this season going in, barring injury, the Pelicans, man, are going to be looking real nice. The Pelicans about to be a problem. If the chemistry between in the Nets, if they can finally get it together because Ben Simmons is there, say what you want about Ben Simmons. He's a walking triple-double. You're not looking for him. Ben Simmons' strength is not necessarily offense. It's defense and facilitating.
Yep.
So you're not looking for him to score you 20-some-odd points. You're looking for those 10, 11, 12 assists and his efficiency and his percentage because guess all he's doing? Layups and dunks. Yep. And he can get to the rack with no issue. So we'll see him tonight. They actually play the Pelicans tonight. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? For the opening night. And I think that's going to be a very interesting matchup. Bulls, even with ball out, I think the Bulls can be good. Cavs is the sleeper squad, man, because they actually Donovan Mitchell is upset. And that's what I'll say about that. And honestly, even though the Mavericks was up there, I wouldn't be surprised if the Mavs and Kings flip-flop and it'd be the Mavs in the play-in game because I'm just not sold on their squad if Luka go down. I think if Luka goes down.
Right. If Luka goes down, they trash. And they run, they system run so much through him. You know what I mean? And their best backup point guard is in New York. You know what I'm saying? So
It's funny we don't have the Knicks up there.
Why would we? But they might be good. You never know.
They might. You never know.
All right, next subject. The Bills beat the Chiefs on Sunday, 24-20. If they play 10 times, who will win the most games?
You know I do the most, brother. So right now, including the playoffs, Mahomes lead the heads-up matchup between Allen 3-1. In the matchup, this is what it looks like. Mahomes leads per yards per game 342 to Josh Allen's 327. Allen leads touchdown to interception ratio 11-2 to Mahomes 10-2. Very close if you listen to these stats. Passer rating, Mahomes edges Allen 108-105. Mm-hmm. With all that being said, any given Sunday, no Jamie Foxx.
Yep.
The matchup going 10, I say it's a 5-5 split on any given Sunday. It'll go right down because it all depends on the day, and this team shows it. Listen, Josh Allen is not Patrick Mahomes. I am not about to disrespect Mahomes and his skill set.
Right.
They outdid him. If they meet in the AFC Championship, I believe that the Chiefs will send the Bills home. Go ahead, bro.
I'm going to take the other side. I think the Bills will win 6-5 because I'm in 6-4, my bad. 6-4. Forgive me. NBA happy. But anyway, forgive me. Yeah, I think the Bills will win 6-4. I think they're a slightly better team, although they're so even. Like
they are.
I think, you know, like you say, Josh Allen is not the same as Patrick Mahomes, but Josh Allen has this other unstoppable quality about him. He is like Ben Roethlisberger with some legs. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They can really, really run strong. Ben Roethlisberger with a real accurate arm. You know what I'm saying? Because both of them got cannons. You know, both of them creative. And I think Patrick Mahomes is more creative as a quarterback, throwing no-look passes and all that. Not even to be fancy. He just does it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He'll be doing that stuff. You won't even recognize it. So salute to him. But I like the Bills a little bit better this year. And I don't know why. And they probably get into the AFC Championship and mess around and send the Bills home. But I'm just going to pick the Bills, bro.
Well, I mean, it's a great matchup because all around you got good defense, you got good offense, you got good weapons. The one thing that this team has, both of them, Mahomes, the reason why he's had so much success, he has a balanced game. Mahomes doesn't run a lot. You know what I'm saying? Right. So he's kind of debunking the black quarterback myth of all they can do is run. Now, that could be the other side of him.
He may be like 10% black. Now, I'm kidding.
That could be the other side of him.
You was a brother.
Right. But my thing with Mahomes is how young they are and how mature they are. You know what I'm saying? Like the success. Yeah. Now, if you want to say predecessor, hey, Mahomes – You one injury away from Josh Allen taking over. And this is I see this being the NFC rivalry as far as NFC championship goes. Yes. Not regular season because they only play each other once, if they play in the course of a season.
This is a new Brady Manning. Brady Manning. Yeah, my bad. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. This is a new Brady Manning. You know, I think they both are very talented. And but I think Mahomes is more talented than Josh Allen's. But Josh Allen, he had to get it out the mud. And what I mean by that, he was not ballyhooed when he came in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no doubt.
He wasn't considered good. He had to earn it. He got better. He worked hard and got better, man. So I really, really think he's a good quarterback, man. I'm excited to see what happens the rest of the season for them. I think both of them going to have a lot of wins. Both of them going to have a lot of wins. Miss Dingle, what's up,
sis? What up, Miss Dingle?
But, yeah, I think both of them teams are going to have a whole lot of wins, man. I think they're going to be trouble for years to come. Go ahead, bro.
No. It makes me excited for the as you see Rodgers struggling, you see Brady struggling. These are the GOATs of our era, if you will. So now the young quarterbacks are coming up.
Right.
And even though I dogged them, if Kyler Murray can, and I know we're talking about, I'm just talking about the next set, because we talked about this a few weeks ago, the next set of quarterbacks coming up, your Lamar Jacksons, your Kyler Murrays, your Josh Allens, your Patrick Mahomes, you know, your Tua's down there in Miami. It's so many quarterbacks that are on the come up that it just goes to show you, like, the league is in good hands as far as quarterbacking goes.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I think this could become an AFC championship rivalry, because if they continue to sign players and no injuries happen, hey, this is it. Now, I will say this. I believe this is Josh Allen's year. I believe this could be Josh Allen's year. Let me put it that way. No injuries. If they meet in the AFC championship, I believe Mahomes is going to take it. But if somebody takes Kansas City out, this is Josh Allen's year.
I'm going to answer this question from my sis, D. Winder. She said, what are your thoughts on Dallas? Would Dak come back? I believe he will come back. Me personally, I believe he will come back, because Cooper Rush rushed his butt to the sideline, to the L, and they made him remember, oh, no, you are a backup quarterback. And all that Jeremy Lin stuff he was doing, that's over, dog.
Yeah. See, this is what I like about the NFL. This is any sport, actually.
Yeah.
Once we get tape, you got to understand, like, to D and anybody else,
that's right.
Once you get tape on somebody, you got analysts and the analytic cats and the scouters, and what they do is start looking at your tendencies. When he does this, he does this. So, look, can't take nothing from Coop. Rush did his thing for 5 games, including last year. He led them to the record that they have. And went up against them Eagles, and the Eagles flew away, and the Cowboys went and sat down.
And like little bro Hagan said, fly, Eagles, fly. They flew.
Yeah, they flew like a mug. Hey, real quick, I don't want to dismiss B-plus of what he said about Christian Wood. Yeah, the Mavs did pick up Christian Wood, but will he stay healthy? That was his biggest thing.
I don't think Christian Wood is a winner. That's my opinion. Yeah. I think he's good. You haven't seen, like, these real good players, but they just losers? I don't think he's a winner. Like, has he ever been on a winning team? He's ever been in a winning situation? Maybe he will. Maybe he'll change when he get around Luka, because Luka is a winner. He made people good. He was good overseas. He's good in the NBA. But I have to see it to believe it with Christian Wood. I got full confidence in Luka, though. Luka is that dude.
He is that dude. But I'm going to tell you something. Last time Luka had a good big man, it was Porzingis, and he up in Washington. So Luka has to be the man. So if Wood can play that role player, and I know we outside of our lines, but it's
they
our show, we can do that.
Him off the bench. Yes, we can do that. Yeah, they're bringing him off the bench. So, anyway.
So, with Christian Wood being there, it may help if he can stay healthy.
Yeah. All right, man. Last one. This is for you, B+. LeBron says there are no high-percentage shooters on their team after they lost to Golden State. Are they already done? But guess what, guys? I got a video for this. And we're gonna watch what Mr. LBJ was talking about. Give me 1 second as I pull it up here.
Oh, boy, I thought you mentioned the community.
No. Here
we go. LeBron, sorry, the preseason being what the preseason is, but, you know, in 6 or 7 games, you guys have struggled to shoot the basketball from three-point land. Are the looks good enough that you're confident that this is going to, I guess, progress to the mean maybe more, and that this is just a little bit of an anomaly? Have the looks been that good?
I mean, I don't know. I think we're getting great looks, I think, but it also could be teams giving us great looks. I mean, if you be completely honest, we're not a team that's constructed of great shooting. And that's just the truth of the matter is. It's not like, you know, we're sitting here with a lot of lasers on our team. So, you know, but that doesn't deter us from still trying to get great shots. And when we get those opportunities, you take them. But we're not sitting here with a bunch of 40-plus career three-point shooting guys. And
so there it is. You know, the man asked him about, hey, the shooters and all that, what you think about that? The question is, are they already done? Mr. Davis, let's go.
Nope, but I'm going to piggyback off of what LeBron just said. Check this out. They're not done yet.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to tell you this. He ain't lying. And I do believe that LeBron is including himself. So I'm going to take you three who was on the squad last year, and I'm going to give you three who just got added to the squad. LeBron, 50% from the regular field, 34% from three-point.
Yep.
Davis, 51% regular field, 30% from three-point. Westbrook, 43% from the regular field, 30% from the three-point. Now, yep. If you want to talk about their additions, let's talk about Lonnie Walker. He's a 41% shooter from the regular, 34% shooter. Toscano Anderson, 52% from the regular, 35% mm-hmm. three-point shooter. Mm-hmm. And Patrick Bev, 41% and 37%. So when you talk about the three additions, because people's amp, Toscano, Beverly, yeah, Walker, yeah. He did his thing in San Antonio. That one word wasn't shooting threes. He was getting to the rack.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. But you look at the previous three, the you know what I'm saying, LeBron, Davis, and Westbrook, it's just coming out naturally, bro.
It just flows right out the tongue.
That's the percentage. So that's where LeBron coming from. And salute to LeBron for understanding we're not there. We're just not a three-point shooting team. Go ahead, man.
My brother B Plus says LeBron and the Lakers are a mess. This was an effort to get them to make a trade. The Lakers three-point shooters are self-check. If you hoop, you know
flat
what that
out.
Means.
Flat
absolutely.
Out.
Absolutely.
Flat out.
I fully agree with that. I think that the Lakers made dumb moves. Like, the players have names. Yeah, I heard of him. Yeah, I heard of him. But nobody mm-hmm. had a mastermind to put the pieces of the puzzles to puzzle together. If you want LeBron to be good, this has always been the case, put shooters around him. You have Anthony Davis and you have LeBron James. That's all you need. All the other three people need to be 38 to 40% three-point shooters because they're going to draw double teams. And when they draw a double team, if the guy's open, knock it down. That's how you win with those type of players. LeBron doesn't have to be a great three-point shooter because even at his age now, he's still a great slasher. He's still big. He's still athletic. And his IQ is ridiculous. His IQ has always been ridiculous. But they didn't put this team together the right way. Now, they allow Bron to have too much latitude in the front office. And LeBron, although he has a great mind, he don't have a great mind of putting teams together. He's putting his homeboys together. He's never had a great mind of putting teams together. But if they put shooters around him, they would be good. They would probably go all the way up to like number three in the NBA. But because they're not, they're going to be trash. They're going to end up fighting, and it's just not going to work. And they're going to end up going back to the Lakers when LeBron wasn't there. I also ran team. A bunch of great players not making no sense. A bunch of decent players not making no sense before LeBron get there.
Bro, I want you to think about this. When I say Patrick Beverly, what do you think about with Patrick Beverly?
Defense.
So out of the names that I said,
yes,
he has the highest three-point percentage at 37%, bro.
Right.
And that's not gonna get you anywhere. Defense mm-hmm. wins championships, mm-hmm. but you gotta be able to score the ball, fam.
Yes,
it's true. If you don't think defense wins championships, ask Iggy when he thought he had a wide open layup. You dig what I'm saying? Like as the Portland Trail Blazers when the Lakers came back after being down, even though the referees played a part in it, it don't matter. It's still you gotta score points.
Yep.
Is the point that I'm making. And out of those names, you got three all-stars that I just named in LeBron, Davis, and Westbrook, mm-hmm. Walker and Toscano Anderson, who just came and everybody got excited from that pickup. Why? He played for Golden State. He knows what it means to win.
Right.
That almost that said it. That one word didn't get on the court.
No. No.
He got garbage minutes.
Regular season player.
He got garbage minutes. We didn't see that man not once, maybe once in a half in the playoffs throughout the entirety. So when Patrick Beverly is the highest percentage three-point shooting in those six names that I named, you are in trouble, fam, and Laker fans. I get it. Y'all like Cowboy fans. Every year we going to win it all.
Yep.
This ain't that.
B plus says he with us every time they shoot. That's also if you hoop, you heard that term. He with us. Yeah, the Lakers, man, they should be good. They have the
B plus hoop for real, bro.
Yeah, yeah. Oh no, B plus be dunking, man. I'll be watching.
Oh yeah, yeah. He's back. Salute to you. Coming back from your injury, brother.
But the Lakers, man, they should be good. They got the great names that make you think they're good. The problem is that two other Anthony Davis is Mr. Glass. If you into comic books and movies, that's who he is. Samuel L. Jackson played Mr. Glass. That is him. My man had back problems in the preseason, bro. when they put up 2K,
did was get a rebound.
You see the video when he playing 2K and he got hurt in 2K? That's Anthony Davis. You know what I'm saying? So, hey. Prayers up to the Lakers, man. They may be able to do it again. They get a good front office. They need to, you know, when LeBron is done, start over and really build them a team for real. Lakers have always lived on great trades. You know, they pull a star from another team. Shaquille O'Neal pull from Orlando. They always do that instead of really building the team. Everybody wants to play in L.A. because it's L.A. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, okay, you have to really put a team together, man. All right, man.
I will say this, man. Before we get out of here with the Lakers, I do think they're setting it up for a big time trade. And don't be surprised. As much as we think they beloved, the only person they tripping off of is LeBron to make sure Bronny can get in there. The rest of these one words are expendable. If you don't believe me, except for LeBron. Yep. Look, when you play, you mentioned 2K. When you play 2K and you look at the contracts, they say untouchable, yes or no. LeBron is the only one with untouchable yes.
Yep.
The rest of these front words on the squad, you best believe.
You can get gone quickly.
You can get gone quick. And they're going to make a major trade before the trade deadline. I'm saying that right now after game one. Yes, we're panicking after game one.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. But I'm going to let you know by the time All-Star get here, first trade may come around Christmas.
Yeah.
Around Christmas time, and then that second trade before the All-Star weekend, before the deadline. And I guarantee you, this team is not going to look the same unless there's an injury involved.
Let's get into the one word of the day.
What's up? It's the publisher here, Mr. Kelly Cole, and you're rocking with Not the Same Podcast. Keep it locked.
What's up, y'all? It's your boy, P-Lot, a.k.a. Brick Sling. And guess what? You're tuning in to the Not the Same Podcast. Laborers.
This one word. No.
Of the day.
All right. Before I say the one word of the day, I want to salute. I saw Mr. Kelly Cole. That is the father of Christian singer / rapper Aaron Cole, won another Dove Award.
Two-time Dove win.
Salute to our guy. He's been on the show, man. Respect to him. Much respect. Much respect. All right. James Book Knight. Have you never heard of James Book Knight? Only reason I know this guy because last year my team drafted a man by Zaire Williams at number 10, and everybody in Memphis wanted them to draft James Book Knight. He's better. He's more talented. He's more athletic. He's been pretty much trash. But you want to know what James Book Knight did? This man got a DWI he was passed out in his car with a bottle in his hand and a Glock in the other hand, knocked out. And that's how he got a DWI. This is the one word of the day. He plays for the Charlotte Hornets or something like that. He plays for the Charlotte Hornets. And Charlotte Hornets been having all kind of problems. Melo already hurt. They had my man, a dude from Michigan State that got in trouble last season right before he was going to get paid. Bridges, because he messed around and was swinging on his woman. And now James Book Knight got in trouble. Brother, you are the one word of the day. Go ahead, brother.
Yeah, man. I'll say this, man, because he's so young. I know that the NBA sends their young rookies to these classes to tell them about the thoughts, to tell them about, predators who want to take their money and say investments.
Oh, I got the mugshot, too. I forgot.
You dig what I'm saying?
That's the mugshot. Yeah.
But this is what happens.
Because he's light-skinned. I'm kidding.
I almost said something about it.
I'm kidding.
It's Charlotte. I don't know what there is to do in Charlotte, but – I just don't know. You know what I'm saying? But I only went to Charlotte. I fly through it all the time.
Yeah.
And then I went to Carolina so I could see my Dukies play. But that ain't the point. The point that I'm making about this, brother, is I feel like the organizations need to do a better job with some of these rookies. Now, they're grown men. They're going to do what they want to do. But they have to do a better job of holding these rookies accountable. Like this guy, You had a Glock and an open bottle.
Yeah.
That sounded like 30 games to me. You wasn't doing nothing for me anyway. I'm going to hurt your pockets. Make you think again. make mistakes, but you did.
They said he was most recently charged with reckless driving to a danger somebody on October 10th. Reckless driving with disregard on November 11th. This was in 2021. And again, reckless driving in February 2022. And he just got in trouble with a DWI because he was knocked out, you know, in his car. Zooted, as Rob would say. The problem is, man, get this brother some help. Obviously, he got a problem. You know what I'm saying? Now, I'm making a joke of him, man, but I don't want this man to lose his life or mess around, kill somebody because he don't have his stuff together. Right, man. Get this brother some help because he obviously needs some. Get this brother some help.
Yeah, I think that's also big. You know what I mean? The NBA do a good job, but they talk about mental health or whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. This brother may be suffering from depression. Think about what C said before he's in the NBA. I get it. But this is what I mean by suffering from depression. These guys are amped up since middle school. You the man. You the man. College. You the man. And they get to the NBA and realize everybody the man. If you in the NBA, I don't care if you a bum, you're good. But when you thought you was getting ready to be that guy, and then the next thing you know, it ain't that. Depression can set in because your pride hurt.
Absolutely.
You know, you dig what I'm saying? So, yeah, get him some help. Maybe get him out of Charlotte. Anything so he doesn't lose his life.
Or like B-Plus says, hire a driver, brother. If you're going to get lit like that, you are rich. You know, you're richer than me. Now, I know you're not NBA rich, but brother, go ahead. How many points is depression? Yeah, I don't know, brother. I guess he's talking about with on the drunk test. I mean, it could be a sign of depression, man. I just really want the brother to get help, man. You know, like I say, I'm making a joke about it, but he really needs to get help. We don't need to just assume that he's just an idiot. Get some help, brother. Go ahead, bro.
Bro, look, it look like you keep looking at the heavens, bro.
Lord, help him. Help him, Jesus. Help him. But nah, man. Anyway, with that being
let's
said,
get
man,
it, let's bro. Get to this, man. I had to get you, bro. Hey, look, have you ever thought I really enjoy what these guys are doing with these podcasts, plural? Because, of course, we're here every Wednesday with the sports, every Thursday with faith and music, and every other Tuesday we got a little Bible study going on. Mm-hmm. How can I help support them? How can I be a blessing to them? You can hit our Cash App, Cash Sign, Not the Same Podcast. You can also do what C just did, a little overzealous, but that's what we want you to do. Be overzealous. Be happy.
I'll try to get it perfect.
Be happy. Get that. Like, subscribe, notification. Tell your peoples about them. Listen, we are on Facebook only for the Bible study and for the sports show. We like to promote our Christian artists that we support because we are artists ourselves. And so on Thursday, we're strictly YouTube. So make sure y'all hit that like, subscribe, and notification button on YouTube.
Crispy says you can be an idiot and depressed. Don't judge. No judgment, brother.
Hey, no.
You can be an idiot and be
depressed.
Yes. Right. I just want
that's why we said we wanted to get help.
But
Crispy, if you're going to be crispy, you got to come on time, brother.
Yes. But with all that being said, he is still the one word of the day.
He is the one word of the day, though.
But we'll be back tomorrow. Man, brother, I am sore, man. I took a week off from the gym, bro.
It tried to go back four flares today.
Yeah, you know, went back and I get to doing the curls, man. Why this part ain't hurting, but this part right
there.
That
forearm. Oh, yeah. Right there between your forearm and bicep.
I don't like that. Anyway, man, we'll see y'all tomorrow, man, with our Music and Faith show. That was just another freebie. You know what I'm saying? We'll see y'all tomorrow, man. I'm C. Michael.
I'm Robert David. I'm glad we're getting off right now.
We out. Christ lives in us, so we gave us the strength, so we gave us the power, so we he's showing out, that's why we
sports fans rejoice. You're listening to My Team, My Voice with MTMV Sports.